Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry is seeking to dispel the notion the U.S. has lost traction in its efforts to counter the Syrian regime because of Russian airstrikes that have been aimed at taking back territory from rebels. Kerry spoke at a Tuesday news conference following the multi-nation International Syria Support Group meeting. Kerry appeared slightly irritated by a question on whether the U.S. was losing the ability to exert pressure on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime to fully comply with agreements. Frederica Mogherini is the High Representative for European Union Foreign Affairs.
Out of the group meeting today came a very strong call to all parties in Syria to come back to negotiations in Geneva for talks to enter into the work on the transition.
In the joint news conference with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura, Kerry spelled out measures the ISSG had agreed on to help reduce violence and spur the delivery of humanitarian aid. A wave of bombing struck markets across the Iraqi capital Tuesday, killing at least 68 people and injuring more than 100. The deadliest attack occurred in the mainly Shiite district of Al-Shab in northern Baghdad, where officials say a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a busy market. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, which left at least 34 people dead and wounded at least 70. During the past week, Islamic State has claimed a wave of attacks in and around Baghdad that have killed more than 100 people. This is VOA News.